اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is part of a speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of Islamic Revolution of Iran. To safeguard Islam itself is the most important obligations. Today, it is an obligation for the Iranian nation in particular and the Muslim community in general to protect ardently this divine trust, which has been officially established in Iran and which has already generated an outstanding outcome in such a short time. They must struggle to provide the means for its perpetuation and for removal of all obstacles.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the performance of obligation. In one of his speeches, he mentions that we will perform our duty and God the blessed and exalted does not expect from us anything beyond our capacity. Now, in this part of his speech, he is referring to one of the verses of the Quran as well, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there is no burden upon the people except what is their capacity. Allah puts the burdens and the hardship on each and every person according to the capacity that they have. And whatever they are gaining, it's from what they have done. And Imam Khomeini is also saying that we will perform our duty. He is talking to his nation and says that you need to perform your duty. Your duty is to raise your voice against the violation, against the oppression, against the injustice, and to help people. So we need to perform our duties that are being said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Islam is all about.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He has created us, He does not want us to do something extraordinary. He does not want to do something which is beyond our capacity. Whatever He expects from us, it's within our capacities. And that's what Allah says, even in the mustahabbat. For example, when we pray non-wajib or mustahab, which is recommended, it is said to perform it in a way that you can do it with intention and you are fully intended towards what you're doing. You have your intentions and you're attentive towards what you're performing and doing. And do not continue doing that if you lose your attention towards what you're performing. Therefore, it is within our capacity. You know, even the Urafa or mystics like Ayatollah Behjat, he used to say that everyone can become an Arif. And in order to become an Arif, there is a condition. The condition is whatever you know, just live according to that. The amount of Islam that you know, just practice that. And do not go beyond that. Allah does not want us to do anything else. If we know that the backbiting is a sin, if we know that we need to pray five-time prayers. If we know that our sisters know that they need to observe the hijab, whatever you know, if you are living your life according to the little amount of religion that you have, then obviously you can become a mystic and arif. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us as well.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.